always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the Warrior, Don Christian, man, and I'm excited. As always, and I know I always say I'm excited because I don't know, I just can't contain the excitement with just being able to do what God has called me to do, man. And we're so blessed to be here and share just the ministry of Yada the King with you. I'm so privileged to have y'all listening. The numbers is continuing to grow. People are hearing about the show. People from all over the world are like, man, hey, when are you guys going live? When is the show popping off? You know what I'm saying? When is this? When is that? And I'm just like, man, hey, God got it all. So I'm excited, man. So you guys just continue to stay tuned. We got a lot of interviews coming up with a lot of different artists, man, that are going to be powerful. I got the dope man, and he ain't talking drugs. You know what I'm saying? We got the man Transparent. He's going to be with me in a hot second. He's logged in the live stream as well. Shout out to all my live streamers, man. The ones that come and get it in with your boy and ask your questions to the artist, man. I appreciate y'all, man, because sometimes I don't got all the questions. Sometimes I be forgetting. I black out. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to ask, man, God, can you give me some more questions and all of that. So, man, today we're going to talk about, man, standing against evil, man. I was watching the news about the New York, with the whole gay and lesbian movement that they got going on in New York, man. And it was kind of sad because the law is gonna only help people that are churches, just church organizations, but it ain't going to help Christian people. So if you're a Christian and you're like, man, I don't want to take the pictures at this gay or lesbian marriage, you could get a lawsuit for that. You know what I'm saying? And I think, man, it's really upsetting that it's coming to that, because really they are pushing in on Christians' values, man. And we got to stand against evil. And I'm not talking about the people, man, but we got to stand against the principalities, the powers of the evil one and the darkness, man. So you know what it is. You got music. Go to music@yadadaking.com. Send it in. Or, you know what I'm saying, go to the website, yadadaking.com. And that's how we do it. I got the homie Nuncy. Actually, I'm just going to call him the King's Kid, man, because, you know, some cats got those names where you got to get them right. This song is called Amazing Grace, man, and this is playing all over the East Coast right now. So I was like, man, let me put that on over here. Yada the King Radio. You want a way out? It's Christ, baby. Let's go.
Criminals. We all doing for a way out, right? What if I told you I found a way out? Would you follow me? The way. It's only one way. Yeah. She get lonely round the holidays. Same lady in church who used to holler praise. Now however that dollar saves, lil mama lays. Playing one of her favorite tunes, Lady Mama Lay. I would approach her with the truth, maybe I'm afraid. Cause baby, maybe several years ago, how to pay. The deals out of made, to see the product trade. And had a crib laid like Solomon's colonnade. Father, can I be made into your faithful servant? To save the women I played with saying they deserve it. Now they were playing churches who working to change the surface. But on the inside, they feel the same way, worthless. Holy Spirit wasn't in their sermons, so I seen them when they run amongst the sinning vermin. God, you come to get us out of this place. This is the hood's version to Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. You save the wretch like me, save all the rest like me. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. You save the wretch like me, save all the rest like me. I seen them rolling through the tunnel, Lincoln, saying saying something to himself, it's all mumbled thinking. Unarticulate dude, had trouble speaking, but he could sell another pound like every other weekend. I recruited him, made him a boss. If it's a fall, it's all on him. He's taking a loss, but he'll take it in blood before a chase with the force. And he'll gratefully thug until he makes it across. Basically lost, a young boy, parents estranged. Old brother caught a body by the package of cane. All he wanted was a chain and a lavender range. Wasn't overly concerned with the having the fame. But the war is in the mind, so we battle the brain. When we looking for a place, we could channel the pain. Yeah, I've contributed to filling that place. This is the hood's version to Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. You save the rich like me, save all the rest like me. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. You save the rich like me, save all the rest like me. Same one, shake feds when a shotty was smoking. Come, break bread the way his body was broken. Drink red wine symbolizing his blood spilled for all mankind. So when you finally judge, we all blameless, redeemed. Amazing, a dream. Have you seen what we came from? Shame from the scene on the blocks where the gang hung. Slain for the green, from the top we became numb. God intervened, you can nod, you can lean. Show signs of life while you ride to the theme. Your soul shines through Christ. We the generation facing all kinds of gripes. Teens get initiated, trying to find some stripes. Stay on the back of our God, crown of thorns on his head, sacrificial blood on his face. And that's how we save the wretch like me. This is a hood's version to Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Yeah.
album, Crystal's Meth, about God's deliverance and Him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight, time to shift.
To
another level,
and God is active.
Tools up, shoes up, walking how He say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystal's Method. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David. Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up, You Are, and Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby. Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com. Yo, that was my sister Marjanae. She brought the brand new single, man, that is banging. And the song was called Give God His Praise, man. But it's that praise, that summertime praise. You know how we do it, man. It's Yacht of the King Radio. I got the homie Transparent with me. Excited to get it in with him, man. And Transparent, the way we love to start the shows off is just so we can figure out, you know, really your life, how God came and changed your life, and how He saved you, man. Can you go ahead and share that with us?
Definitely, man. I'm a young cat, man, from the Bay Area, from Richmond, California. If people know anything about Richmond, California, or the Bay Area, they know that it's a rough spot to grow up in, man. Probably like any other hood or whatever the case may be anywhere else. But I'm from there, raised by my grandparents, my grandmother and father on my dad's side, and my grandmother on my mom's side. And so they raised me, you know, took me to church, taught me some great values and morals. My parents weren't really around too much. They were coming in and out of my life. They were involved with, you know, the street life, the drugs, the alcohol, prison, jail, all that stuff. So my grandparents really took on the, took on the responsibility of raising me. And so in doing that, they were instilling a whole bunch of values in me that came straight from the Word. And so I was one of them kids who I could say was raised in the church, but at the same time, I didn't have a relationship with Christ, and I obviously couldn't get it from them. I couldn't use their relationship to say that I had one. And so I knew the religion, I knew the rituals, but because I didn't have a relationship, man, I went all the way throughout, from the time I was little, all the way throughout college with kind of being like two-faced. Like on Sundays or whenever I went to church, I was a good dude, and they thought I was an angel. But as soon as I stepped out them doors, you know, I start acting a fool and doing whatever and whatever, you know, I wanted to do that pleased me. And so so that's how my life was, man. I was hustling and doing all that other stuff that everybody talk about in the world of rap, you know what I mean, that I won't even touch on. But so I was living like this double life, man, this two-faced. I had a mask on, and so that stuff really started to weigh on me as I got older, right a little about the time that I got out of college. I really had to start looking at myself and really see if, you know, is this the life that I definitely, you know, that I wanted to live. And at that time, I had a son. I had a son myself when in college, so by the time I graduated, he was getting ready to be 3 years old. And I just looked at him one day and was like, man, do I want to be the father you know, that my dad was for me when he wasn't around, or yeah. when he was doing everything else but loving me, you know what I'm saying? And quickly I was like, no, I don't want to be that person. So I tried to start being more positive, but I think we all know that just because I'm being positive don't mean that I'm serving the Lord or being Christ-like. And so I tried to make the adjustment of being more positive, not cussing around him as much, not taking him on trips when I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And on July 6th, man, 2005, like God kind of said enough was enough. And to make a long story short, he captured my heart at about 5:48 in the morning, man, on July 6th, 2005. I was high, I was drunk, I was off about 3 or 4 ecstasy pills. Just I was toe up, man, from a 4th of July celebration that I had carried out for like 2 more days. And so he captured my heart. I was in Fresno, California at the time, and at 5:48 in the morning, you know, I prayed and was just talking to God and was like, man, if you're real, you know, let me see tomorrow and I'll serve you. I don't know what that means or what that looks like, but if you help me with it, I'll do my best. And the crazy thing about it, dude, that at that time I was a house manager for a group home. So my alarm yeah. clock was going off at 6:30, which means that I'm going to work for 7:30. So 5:48 in the morning, all I remember is going to sleep right after that. And I woke up and my alarm clock went off and it was 6:30. And if anybody who's listening or if you know what I mean, if you've ever been intoxicated or whatever, and I mean like toe up from like 2 days of staying wide awake and acting up, then my eyes should have been red. I shouldn't have been able to function too well. But God, man, like I woke up
around
45 minutes later. My eyes were clear. My energy yeah. was up. I was excited about life. I was tripping. I went to the bathroom like, what is going on? I hopped in the shower, got ready for work, and I can say that like God showed up and showed all the way out in my life on it just within 45 minutes, because he knows me to know that he had to show himself extremely real for me to believe. You know, and so I got to work that day, and I kid you not, man, as soon as I walked in, one of the group home kids was like, Mr. Taylor, you look different today. Like, that's the first thing this dude said. He's like, you look different today. Then he said, you're smiling today. And I was like, yeah, I got a reason to smile today, man. And I just shared, like, that he was the first person I ever witnessed to or shared to. And I was like, this is why I'm smiling today. And so that's like the majority of my testimony. That's you know, what people have been knowing about my testimony for the last, you know, 5, maybe 4 years. But actually, in about 2 years ago, I started sharing more of my testimony, which is that, you know, when I was younger, man, I was touched inappropriately by a younger cousin. Yeah. I mean, by an older cousin at the time. You know, older female cousin, molested. And in that way, which led me to me being 9 years old and I had a little sister at the time being 3, me touching her inappropriately the same way that I was touched. You know what I mean? And yeah. So I dealt with that for 17 years, bro. Like, literally, till I was like 26, 27, man. I dealt with that every single day. Tore up my relationship with my sister because I didn't know if she remembered. I didn't know if I talked to her or did something that would trigger her, and then she would, you know, be reminded and share with my family. So it was crazy, man. Like, I used to have headaches every single day. And I know I'm probably rambling, man, but no, long story short, like I was in bondage forever, you know what I mean? And until the day that God helped me come to grips with the fact that I didn't plant that seed in myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the other fact of that there's healing, you know, and that from the redemptive work that Christ did on the cross, that I could be healed from it and freed, and then I could help free my sister, because due to the fact that I was so shameful for all these years. When I say 17, I mean 17 years. Man, I could probably count 3 or 4 times in those 17 years that I actually hugged my little sister. I could probably count about 5 or 6 times that I said, I love you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I was so nervous and shamed and didn't have nobody I thought I could tell and all that stuff. And so what that did was it planted stuff inside my sister's head. She thinking, I just hate her. You know what I mean? She don't have no clue of why I don't act like I'm a big brother to her. She don't have no clue about what. She didn't have no clue about why I kept my distance from her for all these years and all that. So she's thinking, dang, I guess my brother just hates me.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't tell her that, no, that's not the reason. But this, and so it did a lot, man. And so in her, because she looked to me as a father figure and she was hoping that I could be the mentor, then it started leading her a different way. You know what I mean? And so the enemy was just working, man. He was working inside of all this mess and confusion. And thank God, man, that I believe it was 2008, going into 2009, and I went to an encounter in Arizona, and God just, I told God on my way to Arizona, I was like, I need to be free from this, because if not, then I'm going to go backwards. You know what I mean? I'm done, because I can't have this thing choking me out for the rest of my life. And so long story short, man, God changed it. I came back home, shared with my sister, apologized, shared with her. She didn't even remember, didn't even know. But we were able to reconcile and mend that broken relationship, man. And I've actually been able to, you know, get feedback from people that have heard my testimony from my first album and saying that it helped them. So that's me. Altogether, that's transparent.
That's what's up, man. So transparent, being transparent on Yada the King Radio.
That's
man,
it.
Look, let's do this, family. We're going to hop into your song called Next in Line. You want to tell us a little bit about this track before we go into that?
Definitely, man. It's featuring my best friend, one of the baddest females that I know, my beautiful wife.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so she on the hook. And the song is just, man, for us who are children of God, man. We heirs to the throne, Romans 8:16-17, man. Check it out. And it's just talking about that we are next in line to the things that God has for us, and we get the same things as Christ got as a co-heir to his throne since we're adopted into the family, man. So we making a statement saying we next in line regardless.
That's what it is. So we next in line. Yada the King Radio. Let's get it popping, y'all. Here we go.
Go hard till we go home, reaching his kingdom, being the reason why non-believers believe in the gospel we teach, and the laws to Ezekiel, fulfilling the roles that we read in Ephesians. New breed of Christians, and you know we own deck. Being groomed by the best, so expect nothing less. Yes!
Next in line to the throne, you can say I'm an heir.
You can say I'm an heir! Yeah!
Victory is ours, we can take it there.
And if you wanna take it there, we can take it there.
We next in line. Yes.
First and the last, shut it down, put the gospel on blast. On a mission, we gotta stay prayed up. Two or three in the mix, yeah, we double up. Matt 28, I'm quick to listen. Make disciples, it's all about Great Commission. Holy Spirit is the one that draw him close. I'm just a vessel, no self-boast. Nope. On the grizzly, yeah, the J-O. All day juiced up, OJ Mayo. Sandwich rhymes with the bread of life. I ain't talking about the dough, new appetite. Kingdom architect, built from the scriptures. Artistry is when Christ paints in your picture. Writing on the wall so you see the sound. New era in the zone, yo, we shut it down.
We gon' shut it down, do you see it? Guarantee it's all about the soul. Green
Houston got me fresh now. Midwest, Southern boy, Chi-Town, Florida boy. God got me now, so you never shut me down.
The new track from Erica Diamonds featuring Brinson, Applejacks, and Cass, and it's called Shut It Down. And if you ain't bringing the gospel, man, we gonna shut it down. We gonna shut it down.
Shut it down.
I got the homie Transparent, man. Let's just talk about, you know what I'm saying, the music ministry that God has given you. When did you know that you were called to be a Christian rapper?
I would probably say November 05, yeah. Right around the time that I first started doing it. I got saved July 6, 2005, so it's coming up on 6 years since I've been saved. But November 05, man, God just started talking to me. It was like, you know, because I was rapping since I was 5 years old. My dad was a DJ back in the day, and so my mom was a singer, so I was always around music, but obviously, then I was rapping about what was in my heart, which was opposite of the Lord. And so when I got saved, I was like, you know what? I'm going to allow you to keep the rap, keep that form of relaying messages to people. But now I want you to rap about what's in your heart. And at that time, obviously, what's in my heart was the Lord and the excitement that I had. So it was November 05, man, but that's when I knew that God had called me to do it. But when I, like, really, really, really knew was December 12th, 2006, and I remember days because they did for me, man. I was actually in my city, in Richmond, California, where I'm from, and I had the opportunity to do one song in our local mall, and that's like where everybody hang out at. That's where I grew up in, going to the mall with the homies all the time. So
yeah.
I had an opportunity to do one song. It was like a mixtape song, and I invited everybody, all my partners from the Rich, from everywhere who knew me, was like, hey, come check me out. This is the new me. And so I was excited, and I did a song. The feedback was there. The love was great. And I'm walking off the stage, and there's a lady by the name of Frida Mitchell. Shout out to Frida if you're listening. She comes on right after me, and as I'm walking off, she was like, I'm going to take that young man with me to Australia.
Wow.
And I heard it. But you know, man, me coming from Richmond and in the environment that I was brought up in where people say anything, you know what I mean? And I was like, whatever. And so I walk over, and my dad, at that time, who now was back in my life, my dad and my mom, they were standing over there. My dad goes, did you just hear what she said? And I was like, yeah, you know, it's all good. I heard her. And he was like, no, man, I think she was serious. I was like, okay. Right after she got done with her set, she comes over there to my father and was like, hey, are you his manager? And right then, my dad became my manager for a little bit of time. And so he was like, yeah, but you know, what's going on? And so she was like, I want to take him to Australia with me. I've been going for 7 years. I want him to open up for me, blah, blah, blah. So this was December 12, 2006. So we exchanged numbers. Didn't hear from her like until like April. So I had forgot about, you know what I mean, that whole get down and what she said. And so April comes around, and we get a call from her like, hey, we need him to get his passport because we're going to Australia in September. And so I got my passport, man, and in September I was on a 17 and a half hour flight down under to Brisbane, Australia, man. And so that's when I knew. You know what I mean? Like I could say I was sitting on top of a hotel, tripping. Like, wait a minute, I'm from Richmond, California. I'm from the gutter. My life has not been one that most people would think is glamorous or great or awesome. But I'm here, 17 and a half hours away from home, around the world, in Australia, sitting on top of a dope hotel and just tripping off the fact that, God, you would have me here and you would use me. Like, I was blown away, man. I was more humbled than anything. And so that's, like, on that day, on top of that hotel, that's when I kind of, like, knew, like, God had something different for me, man. And since then, I done been back to, in 08, I went back. In 09, I went back. I didn't go back this past year because my wife was pregnant. And so getting ready to set up for my tour for next year. So it's just been dope, man. So that's when I found out. On top of that hotel, that's, like, I knew it.
Well, that's what's up, man. So I like just hearing that. First of all, your dad came to... became your manager on the spot, you know what I'm saying? So it It looks super professional, man. That's what it do, man. And so with that being said, man, I know you got this album, Dope, Dominating On Purpose. Did I say it right?
Not yet, you did. Dominating On Purpose every day.
Every day. Okay.
We got the beat on there for people so they don't miss it, but it's every day.
Yeah. So that's what's up. Dope. Let's talk about this project, man. Is this your first project, second project? What's up, man?
This is actually my second project, man. My first one came out in 2009. It's called Life, Living in Paper Every Day. And I love acronyms. So that was my first national release. I released it out here and in Australia. And so then this project, you know, it had been 2 years that passed. And supporters, people who appreciate what I do, they was like, "Trans, we need some more music, man. What's going on? Like you're still pushing Life, which is dope, but we need something new." And so God just really started putting on my heart the new season that I was in and the new things that I had been learning from being a father, being a husband, going through trials and tribulations and all that. And so I was like, okay, God, if you want me to do something, you know, let's get it cracking. Because my whole goal was I was going to put out my sophomore, my next national sophomore release like in 2012, 2013 and see what happens. But God was like, no, I want you to put something out more so for the people who appreciate what you do, and also just for your backyard. And when I say backyard, I'm talking about like this region, you know what I mean? California, Bay Area, West Coast, all that. Just so people who appreciated me could have something from me new. So that's what it was, man. We went into this thing not knowing what it was going to look like, and God just kept saying, I created you to dominate. I created you to be the best father you can be, the best husband you can be, the best motivational speaker you can be, the best helper. And so dominate was just on my heart. I was like, okay. And I have a nonprofit organization, my wife and I, called On Purpose Incorporated. And so I threw the On Purpose in there, and I was like, oh, let's see if I can come up with an acronym. And I always say dope, like I've been saying that forever. And so I was like, let me see if I can get something with dope. And so it just came together, man. Dominating, On Purpose, every day. You know what I mean? No days off. We do things purposefully. And just being the best us that God created us to be, man. And so we came up with the title, and then God put a young man in my path by the name of Black Knight. Shout out to BK Creations, man. Find that boy on Twitter, BK Creations. And dude killed it. Like he breathed life to it, but he killed it.
Yeah.
Like he produced every joint on the track. He mixed every track. He mastered every track. He wrote some hooks on the track. Everything. He did every single thing, man, that I could have asked for and more. And so God, like, put this thing together super fast. You know, and that's how I knew it was something from him, because I wasn't, like, going to search things out. God was just dropping stuff in my lap. You know what I mean? He dropped the name on my lap. He dropped my graphic designer in my lap. Shout out to Royalty Vision. Dropped Black Knight in my lap. And this was the first time I could truly say that me and my wife were, like, when it comes to this music, like, we were 100% together and on one accord with this.
Yeah.
Like it's been 80. It's been like we've both been at 80%, and I'll be trying to get us to 100. But this time it was like God had been doing so much work in our relationship and in our marriage that like we was like side by side, and she was like, "Baby, do your thing. Let's get it." And so that just made it that much more better. And God just been doing crazy stuff with it, man. So yeah, Dope. That's what it is. 13 tracks. I think they're very inspiring, uplifting, motivational, and saturated in the words. So.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. How important is it that we, if we are married, have our wife on the same accord that we have?
Oh, man, it's crucial, brother. I went through it. Like I said, I went through an album. I went through a couple years of ministry, And due to the fact that I was lacking in showing her the love, the respect, the everything that I needed to give her as a husband, it showed in other areas, you know what I mean? And so it showed in the support area where, you know, it was almost like I was trying to pull teeth to get her to support. But if I would have been on my job and on my A game this whole time, then the support would have been there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so with this new project, like I said, man, for like 11 months. God was just pouring into me to just be the best husband I could be to her, be the best father I could be for my kids, and just be the best me that he created me to be. So I was really trying hard to do that. I'm still trying hard to live up to that. And so I've seen when it doesn't happen, I've seen that it could be disastrous. and at the same time, I could see the fruit and the victory in it. Like right now, we are literally seeing the fruit come to pass from our laboring, from our long conversations, from our tense conversations that were packed with possible arguments, but then just letting God reign through those things to help us build and be better than we were the day prior. So it's very instrumental that, you know, my wife and I were on the same accord. I mean, same page.
All right, man. So let's talk dope, man. You got the track called Dope on the project.
Yay.
Let's talk about this, man. Produced by the homie Black Knight. What should somebody expect when they hear this?
When they hear the track or when they hear the album? Which one?
Hear this track.
Oh, high energy. That's it. Like, you're going to be inspired to be dope. You're going to be inspired to be the best you that God created you to be. And you're going to be able to, you're going to be ready to ride a little bit. You know what I mean? Like it's a real tempo track and very exciting track, because I'm an excited person and I'm excited about what Christ is doing in my life. And so and it just puts you in the mind state of dominating on purpose every day. That's the whole point, man. To change your mindset, like stop the low level living and low level thinking and raise your eyes higher than you can actually see. And so that's it, man. Dope. Dominating on purpose every day. And I got a video out, so you can go check that thing out too.
So check it out. Transparent on Yada the King Radio. Let's get into this track. Dope. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Let's get it in.
If you could stack my favor up, it would exceed mountains. Fountains of preferential treatment got me drowning. You might think God is in, but to me, he's astounding. Fast lane driving, me, January's on. You think I stayed up in the sky the way I carry on? First reason me being here, prove the enemy's very wrong. Second, help you find your purpose. First, show he is very strong. Artistically, I'm standing on top, upper level. I stay with the greatest. Say, don't compare me with that other guy. Clever, just to say the least. Best believe he made a beast. Power, passion, purpose, the ingredients for making me. I don't need my help, but I offer it. He want me to excel, so I'm offering. I go hard for the king. I don't care what you're thinking. It ain't gonna change. That ain't more to me. Pardon me, excuse my confidence. I am so clear that my gifts come through with confidence. We'll drive this soul steer. Yeah.
You may not like when we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. At this very hour, that same power's on my inner man. Dominating on purpose every day. I'm done, what more I gotta say? Got life, you stalling. For Christ, I'm all in. Yeah, I be a saint, but I ain't from New Orleans. Don't be mad at me, cause I'm flying, you crawling. I got joy, love, peace, so consider me balling. Like never before, he got me on another level, blowing up like C4. Was going down that wrong path, had to make a detour. Now I am ready for that next, he's been preparing me for. With my feet planted in the faith, hands up high. I don't need to understand as long as he know why. Try to tell me something different, that's the end of me listening. Believing in the kingdom and keep playing my position. When the dust settles, smoke clear, then we'll see. With the outcome of his mouth speaking death about me. Please, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they done. Beware, I am here, and I've only just begun. Yeah.
You may not like the way we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. At this very hour, that same power's on my inner man. Dominating on purpose every day. I'm done, what more I gotta say?
Yeah. You may not like the way we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. At this very hour, that same power's on my inner man. Dominating on purpose every day. I'm done, what more I gotta say?
I told y'all, man. Dominating on purpose every day. Dope.
You already know what it is.
1, 2, 3.
Pizzle.
Your presence is such a wonderful blessing. Yeah,
I'm in love.
So in love. So no in one love. Comes before you. No one can compare you like a breath of fresh air. Wiped away all my tears. When I look to the hill, I can see, I know you're there. I can see you through my wife. I can see you through my kids. Like fate, I never felt a love like this. Before you open the doors for me to walk in. Love for your word, the ministry I put my heart in.
In every aspect of my life, I need you. Lord, I'm in need of a major breakthrough. You know, when the weight is on my shoulders, hard to push forward. Lord, you're all I need.
Yeah.
You're all
yeah.
I need.
I said you,
you're all I
said
I
you.
Need.
You know you,
oh,
you know you.
Oh yeah. You're all I need.
Yeah.
You're all
yeah.
I need.
I said you,
you're
I said
all
you.
I need.
Remembering them times we were so drowned in sorrow. Didn't see the point of having a tomorrow. My Redeemer, you keep me dreaming. Lord, you're all I need.
All I need, all I need is you. No medication, prescribe prayer, study meditation for your patience. I can wait, I got patience. Making my heart beat faster than a drumline cadence. Shireen is beyond what my eyes can see. So amazing. With your open arms, your love embrace me and chase me. With your everlasting will, these words can't express half of what I feel. This has to be
yeah.
real.
Yeah. In every aspect of my life, I need you.
I used to hold my head down in shame. Get on my knees, call on your name. Lord, you heal me from all the heartache and pain. The Holy Spirit came, I am forever changed. When I turn my back on you, you never turn your back on me. Open up my eyes to what you wanted me to see. Truly magnified, through my lips you glorify. The highest praise, my feelings for you, I can never hide. I think about you all the time. Write your name all over my notebooks. Put you in every rhyme. It's not about the fortune of fame, the money, the greed. It's always been about you, Lord. You are I.
Yeah, in every aspect of my life, I need you, Lord. I'm in need of you. Now when the weight is on my shoulders, hard to push forward.
VelvetMusic.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet.
Get the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dipp.
As long as she fly, she's so
on online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETmusic.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
Hen Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective. Available June 14th. Featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubeMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got with some pilgrims.
Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunnySouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Who are you? SunnySouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. At TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
Love.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now,
streaming online at
westcoastfire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast,
westcoastfire.com,
yeah, that's the homie G Merrick, featuring Erica Combo. She on the vocals right there. You and only you, guy. Yeah. Y'all know how we do it, man. It's Yada the King Radio. We got the homie Transparent, man. We going in. If you are not joining us, you missing the homie Q Heen. Transparent is in there. We got House of Slap, Niles, Kingdom Kid, Boss Lady, and a lot more. Let's see who else is in there. Kiera's in there. So, man, hey, we excited. Having a good time. We got it in with the fun facts. Now we're going to get in on the topic of the day. And Transparent, we like to get it in on today's topic, which is stand against evil, man. Before we got started today, I was like, man, God, what do you want to talk about, man? And I was just brainstorming about some stuff that has been going on. And when you hear the words, the word of God clearly tells us to stand against evil, but how do you feel the church is doing today as a whole in standing against the evil right now?
Can I keep it real?
I would probably have to say, man, that from what I can see, the church isn't doing too well.
Okay.
You know, and my answer, my reasoning may be way different than everybody else. I'm wired a little bit different, man. I say that the church is not doing well against, you know, standing against evil because, like, I think we've missed the mark on how to repay evil. You know what I mean? Like we try to give evil back to those, or that's how we stand up against it for whatever reason. If it's because we get into the flesh, or because we get into pride issues, or whatever the case may be, and I'm big on, like, I'm extremely big on prayer, and I may not always know the best way to stand against something, if it's evil or if it's just opposition that I'm not familiar with, but I'm extremely big on the fact that prayer changes things. You know what I mean? Prayer and truth wrapped in love, those two things I'm big on. And so, you know, if you were to ask somebody else, you probably get a different answer, but man, I think we're not doing too well because we're not remembering those things. You know what I mean? That we are supposed to get truth and that's wrapped in love. At the same time, we don't even really need to. I personally don't feel like I need to stand in a certain way that somebody else may say stand against evil. That's like protesting or talking bad about something or even sometimes I'm not even defending it because I'm big on, man, if I'm praying, you know, then God is going to show me the correct way to do it. And some of the ways that I've been seeing churches go about standing against evil, I highly don't believe that that's what God would have said to me.
Yeah. Now, that's good, man. And with that being said, man, what you said it's going to take prayer. But what's some of the things that it's going to take for us to wake up, man? I mean, besides us praying, why do you feel basically it's kind of like we try to battle in the flesh against evil. What do you got to say about that?
Right. I said that's wrong. You know what I mean? Like that's a battle that we will never win, you know, especially if we're going about it like that. Because that's not God, you know what I mean? And God wins. And God, like, God in who he is, it's not going to inform us when we're praying to him to battle fleshly. You know what I mean? If anything, I think the way that the church is going to change, the things are going to change, is if a remnant of people stand up and say, yes, that's how you've been seeing it done, but this is the way that we are going to do it because this is the way that God has showed us, you know, to go about it. My wife and I are part of a new church plant called Velocity Church under Pastor Kareem Hickman out here in Treasure Island in the San Francisco area. And like, we've been learning so much about the relationship. That's probably why I'm reading this book, but about just how Jesus went about doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how he even went about dealing with cats who was like outrightly just opposing him and threatening him, and just really studying on how he handled those kind of situations. And to be honest, man, they don't look like what I've been seeing on the news or YouTube or seeing on discussion boards or whatever the case may be. And so I just think it's going to be some bold people to take a stand and be like, let's truly show and live out what the scriptures say on how Jesus went about opposition.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, man. With some of the things that go on, do you feel that there's still going to be a time where we actually do have to stand in the flesh and say, hey, we're not going to allow this kind of stuff to happen, man?
Possibly. You know what I mean? But then at the same time, and maybe I answered too quick by saying possibly, I would have to ask you, what does that look like to you? Because then if you gave me an example of what us standing in the flesh and putting our foot down and saying, what does it look like? And then I can better give an answer, because if it looks like something that God can't get glory out of or that will have our good as seen as evil, then I can't agree with it. And that's just me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I probably would need to know what people, those people who do, you know, or if it's you or whoever, feel like, hey, we got to take a stand, we got to do. Then my first question before I could rally up or even pray that thing works, I need to know, what does that look like?
No, that's good. That's a good answer. I would like to say, let's look at it like abuse, child abuse, abortion,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that there's like, for those things to happen and for us to, as a church, to know about it, because sometimes we know about some stuff but we don't say anything. Do you
right.
feel like in those situations, you know what I'm saying, we can pray all we want, but
right.
sometimes there's going to have to be a time where we might even have to knock on somebody's door, not to go fight them, but to just say, hey man, what you're doing is not right. We need to figure out how we can, you know what I'm saying, make this thing work. Do you feel like there has to be times where we actually do that?
I definitely believe that educating people and making people aware of things is definitely needed. You know what I mean? I'm not, I'm also, you know, not the closed-minded person to say that educating and empowering or educating and bringing awareness is not something that needs to happen, because I'm stuck here in my prayer closet just praying. But I will say that, man, I've seen it. I've seen prayer change. You know what I mean? I've read in the Bible where prayer changes, where prayer, like, it truly changes things. And so, at the same time, I'm big on educating. If things are going on about abortion or child abuse, or even this sex trafficking and all that stuff going on, like, I'm humongous on educating people about it,
yeah.
and going about it that way. Like, I'm an educator myself, so I'm always big on presenting information to people. It's just the way that you present the information.
Right. No, that's good stuff, man.
You know?
And what we're standing against evil, the Word of God even tells us, man, we're going to have to stand in the last and evil days. But we got to put on the full armor of God, man. And that's really what it is. And it's kind of like this next track that we're going to go to, you, man, called Ready for Whatever, man. How do we stay ready for whatever? And tell us about this track as we go into that.
Definitely, man. The track is featuring my dude, Black Knight, who produced, you know, all the dope. And it's just basically saying that if we have God in our life and if Jesus Christ resides on the inside of us, then we can always be ready for whatever. Not even being ready for whatever in our own self, but being ready for whatever because the power that lives on the inside of us is always ready. You know what I mean? And always willing and always able. So we don't even have to use our own power or try to do things in our own might. We can just know and like actually know that Christ is on the inside of us. So because of that, we can stay ready for whatever. And some people have taken this song to mean I'm ready for whatever trials and tribulations, which is great because that's what I mean too. But at the same time, we got to put ourselves in a position to be ready for the blessings and the things that God has for us. So both ends, we got to stay ready for whatever. And especially when we stand standing against evil, we got to stay ready. We got to stay prayed up. We got to stay fasting. And we just got to stay focused on what it is that God wants us to do so that he can get the ultimate glory. Ready for whatever.
That's what's up, man. And we got to stay prayed up. Just like Niles in the chat room said, the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective. Believe that your prayer works, man. And that's how you can stand against some of this evil that's going on. And we're going to get into this track, and I'm going to talk about that later on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
All I do is follow it. Try to walk upright like a runway model. Different trials, same stance. Immovable is what I be. Jesus is the reason why this heathen got a new ID. I'm living that good life. You can never ruin it. Shout out to my lifers who be really out here doing it.
Stay in this word gap. Truth is what I'm about. See like fifth grade dodgeball. Fools can never out. Cam Newton on them. I'll be everywhere to scout. Under his arm, I am his mouth. He's speaking what he say and doing what he do. How can you disagree when all you see is proof?
Yeah.
That he moves through a dude like me. Off top, bruh, this is what it be.
I said I'm ready for whatever. Not whatever comes to me. You know I'm gonna fight.
My way, I've been prepped. What you do? Wait on him, patience, and then step.
Yeah,
his character definitely precedes his rep.
It does.
Hands down, he the best.
Who are you?
And I'm his heir. Obstacles don't frighten me, but righteously entice me to be like the one defining me, guiding me. Internal GPS, how we navigate my life. No, when to play it cooler, get it popping on sight. Yeah, buddy, sling it like David. Peter with the sword, if them boys misbehaving. Disrespect the king, then I go west craving. Turn your life into a nightmare, no playing. My bad, that's the old. Me flaring up for God for a second. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. The knowledge he kicks is insane. Like to live is Christ and to die is gain.
So I'm ready for whatever.
My way, here I come, boy. I'm a freight train, it's non-stop, boy.
So when they talked about me, so when they lied on me,
I just let them know
that they can't ever rock me.
I'm planted like a tree, I'm so rooted. It's more time, bruh.
I said I'm ready for whatever. Now whatever comes to me, you know I'm gonna fight. Yeah. So let the bell ring. I said I'm already here, bruh. So go ahead and test me, yeah. And you will find out. Yeah. I'm ready for whatever. Yeah. I'm ready for whatever. Yeah. I'm ready for whatever. Yeah. I'm ready for whatever.
That was the homie Grime. Song was called Not Ashamed, man. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because this is the power on the salvation, man. And that's really what it is. I got the homie Transparent, man. We just want to say thanks again for getting in with us, bro. Man, this is what I want to do, man. You, for all those people that's wondering, man, we played your music. They're like, man, how can I go pick that up? Where can they go pick that music up? And then how can they find you on the internet, man? Twitter, Facebook, and all that.
Definitely. Pick the album up, Dope, Dominate No Purpose Every Day. Pick it up on iTunes. Pick it up at the bus shop. And if you want the physical copies, I'm slinging Dope out the trunk. disclaimer.
Yeah.
Hey. You know what I mean?
So, his album. Yeah.
So that's how you can get it. And you can find me easy. Transparent82.com. TRANSPARENT. The number 8. Number 2.com. And that'll take you to everything. Twitter at Transparent82. Facebook, Transparent82. YouTube, Transparent82. So I'm real easy to find, man. So, you know, holla at me.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. And the album is called Dope. So y'all want to go pick that up, man. Like I said, man, dominating on purpose every day. That's really what it is, man. So what you got going on next, man? I know you're talking about the tours that you do a lot to Australia. What other places are you planning on going, man, or any places that you got locked up right now?
Definitely. First and foremost, before I even get into that, man, I just want to shout out everybody who had a hand in my project. Man, I just want to thank y'all so much for helping me out. Every feature, Black Knight, my beautiful wife, Kia, Sky, Manzanetti, and the big homie, my big sister, Melinda Watts, jumped on a track called Tomorrow. So shout out to y'all. And again, BK Creations. But what I got coming up next is some big stuff. Out here, you know what I mean, in California, man, Help the Clap, we trying to hold it down, like, tough. So we got some stuff. We just put on our second annual summer jam at the Juvenile Hall out here. So that was a crazy event. Warren Smith, who is the street team director of House of Slap, and myself, we're getting ready to go into San Quentin, the prison, on July 9th to go put on a concert. And he's going to host it, and I'm going to rock out a little bit for some of the prisoners in there. It'll be my second time going in there. What else we got coming up? August 11th through the 15th. Don't quote me, but I think those are the exact dates. I'll be going to London with Melinda Watts, doing some stuff out there with Donnie McClurkin. So, yeah, I got some stuff opening up, man. So I'm just active right now, you know what I mean? It's thankful. Seeing the fruit of the stuff that me and my wife been praying for, and just getting in. And in this summer, you know what I mean? Although I got a lot of events coming up this summer, I'm excited about my kids. You know what I mean? My boys, they got trying to get them in some leagues around here, basketball, football. My daughter about to be one. That's probably the biggest day of this year. August 3rd, she's gonna be one, Princess Leia. And then our anniversary is coming up. You know what I mean? In September, me and my beautiful wife, it'll be 3 years. So we got some stuff coming up this year.
Well, that's what's up, man. So y'all know where you're going to get it, man. Any last words, Transparent, that you want to share with all the listeners right now, man?
Definitely. I want to thank you, brother, for having me on God of the King again. I don't take it as for granted. I take it, you know, I'm very humbled and honored that you would, you know, even take a chance and chop it up with me, man. So I definitely want to thank you. But for the listeners, I just want to say, continue to love the Lord and continue to obey, you know, what God is saying. Like, I have a song called Okay, and that's just the response that God is wanting from you. And that's the best response that you can give to God. When he's telling you something, just say okay, you know what I mean? Because that's why I'm where I am right now, you know what I mean? And although some people don't know the full story of you know, where I've come from to where I am now and what God is doing, like, I know that it's because I've consistently made it a point to just be obedient, you know, even when it's hard and even when it's tough. I've been like, okay, God, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but okay, I don't know what it looks like, but okay, it might be too hard, I may think it's too hard, but okay, you know, and so on. Just be obedient, man. And I really believe loving God and being obedient, when you got those two things hand in hand, you cannot go wrong. You know what I mean? So be obedient, say okay, and continue to dominate on purpose every day, straight up. Like, be the best you that you can be. Like, right now, Yada King just being the best radio station that Yada King could be. So, you know what I mean? Continue to dominate. If you are a waitress or a janitor, if you're a teacher, whatever you are, dominate in that. Be the best you that God created you to be, and be dope, straight up.
And that's what's up. And we got somebody in the live stream saying they about to start slinging dope out the trunk.
Make sure it's the album,
man. So that's what it is, man. Hey, Transparent, once again, thanks again, bro. We pray that you and your family is blessed, man. And we pray for God to do bigger and better things in your ministry than that has happened even before now. Amen?
Definitely, man. I definitely appreciate that, and I agree.
All right, bro. God bless.
Nice.
All right, now.
right, man, we got it in with the homie Transparent. Let's do this, man. Let's go to this track right here, Soldiers Walking. You know what I'm saying? Man, let me remember who this song is right here, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get so many new songs, I be like, man, this is the homie Saint James, Soldiers Walking Accord to God's to God. Let's check it out. We got it a kid. Yeah. East Coast Flout.
Bye.
Yeah, put your love glasses on. That was Becca Shea on Yacht of the King Radio, man. We had a great interview with the homie Transparent. He came through, dropped some knowledge on y'all, man, and that's really what it's all about. I'm going to go ahead and talk on this topic as well, Stand Against Evil. And the reason why I came up with this topic today, man, like I said, in New York, they just passed this legislative law. That means it's not all the way done yet, but they're getting it out there. And it's talking about allowing lesbians and gay marriage to happen in New York. And some of the things that they said that will be happening were that, you know what I'm saying, if you were a church or organization, you do not have to marry them. You don't have to perform that. You could just say, hey, we don't support those type of things. But if you are a person and you say something like that, It basically, it's a lawsuit, you know what I'm saying? So what the people were saying is, hey, man, if you're a Christian and you want people not to override your rights as a Christian, then you got to say something, man. So I was like, man, we got to stand against evil. Now, one thing I do want to be clear about, just like while we were getting it in with the homie Transparent, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That means that I can't go and just start fighting somebody just because I don't believe what they do. You know what I'm saying? I have to go correctly in the right manner. I have to make sure I uphold God in what I say and in what I do. If I don't do that, then it can become a problem. Yes, we gotta pray. I think a lot of people don't spend enough time praying for their government. A lot of people don't pray for their leaders and those that are in power. So when things like this happen, they're like, oh, man, the word of God tells us that we should pray for our leaders. You know, and somebody told me that, my brother Andre Advocate, he was like, man, you got to be praying for your leaders, man. So I was like, man, sometimes I do. So what I've done is I have a prayer list that I pray over a lot. And pretty much most of the time when I'm praying, a couple of days a week, I actually pray this prayer list. And at the end, I have praying for our government, for them to have wisdom, guidance from God, for them for salvation, and for them to move in the right direction. But when people pass laws, we also have voting. Now, and I know a lot of Christians is like, dog, are you gonna really talk about voting? A lot of times, I ain't gonna tell you who to vote for, but you gotta make sure you're voting for Christian things. And a lot of times when these laws get passed, if Christians are not saying nothing, they're just gonna say, hey, it's gonna happen. Now, right now, if you're in Canada and if you say anything about homosexuality that they don't like, you can actually be locked up. You know what I'm saying? And what do I think about all this? I think it's kind of, sometimes it's kind of frustrating watching some of the righteous Christians to preach the word of God. I mean, sometimes they're not even saying something bad. If they read a scripture that's in the word of God that says something about homosexuality, they can get locked up. Now, what do I think about that? I think that we as Christians, we got to stand up and say, hey, man, these are part of our rights. This is the Bible. This is the book that supposedly our nation was founded under, you know what I'm saying? And you're saying I can't read this book, that it becomes a problem. Because now you've taken our rights as Christians away. And if we don't stand up, it's just going to be, you can't read that part of the Bible in church. And what's going to happen is, you know, we look at it as just that part of the Bible. But there's a lot of other parts in the Bible that if people do not agree with and they get laws passed, then, hey, this is going to be like, well, you just can't read the whole New Testament. You can't You can't do that. You can't do that. And what am I saying is we got to stand up, man. The word of God says the last days there's going to be evil amongst us, but we got to stand. And when we've done all we can, continue to stand. So we got to stand in prayer. We got to stand with the full armor of God. We got to, first of all, let the people know that no matter what they have done, if it is somebody that is a homosexual, we still love them. You know what I'm saying? But it's still in God's eyes and in our eyes, it is still wrong. That doesn't mean that you're a worse person than I am or a worse person than somebody else that lies or that kills. No, in God's eyes, it's all the same because it's all sin. But we got to make sure that we as the church just really stand for our rights, man. I don't know. I just think that it's time for us to just make a difference in our communities, man. If you got friends next to you that say, hey, man, you know, the word of God is corny. I mean, some of us would just let that slide and not even say anything about it, man. But what do you really stand for? What are we standing for? Are we going to make a difference in the world? Or are we just going to let the world run over us, man? And once again, you don't need weapons for this, man. We got to pray, but we also got to back up what the word of God says, man, with our lives and all that, man. So that's really what it is. I just wanted to put that out there, man, at the topic of today. If you ever got a topic and you're like, Don Christian, Yada the King Radio, you know, we got Miss Cole, DJ Kingdom 7 from Korea, you know what I'm saying, and Eric Keith, he be on with us. If you guys ever got topics and you're like, yo, can you talk about that? Yeah, man, send it to me at yadatheking@gmail.com. We would love to talk about that. Or you can go to yadatheking.com, the website, and we can try to figure it out and get it in. But that's really what it's all about. Tell your family, tell your friends, it's going down on Yada the King Radio. And that's really what's good, man. I'm about to get out of here. I love all y'all. Keep repping Christ and be the difference. Don Christian, let's go.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.